Welcome to The Higher Self and I, your go-to podcast that will release you of your victim mindset and become your one-way ticket towards the mind-blowing results you desire in your life and your business. I'm your host, Rebecca Hayden, mindset and business mentor, ready to help you unlock your mindset into gear and empower you to step into the person you always knew you were meant to be. A badass CEO who is here to claim her frickin' millionaire life. Ready to find out what life could be like if you just did the thing? Let's go, baby. Hello, my gorgeous lady. Welcome back to Higher Self and I. And today we are talking about the powerful selling energy and how you literally can train your subconscious to be able to turn this energy on and off. I speak so much into energy, especially when it comes to content, creating content, the energy that you are in when you're creating content, how you're showing up online, how you're selling. It all has a massive impact on how your ideal client receives the message. Now, throughout this podcast, I want you to first know that you do not need to live in this energy every single minute of every single day. In fact, we are safe to rest. We are safe to have moments where maybe emotions feel a little bit stronger, maybe overwhelms a little bit stronger or doubts a little bit stronger. Maybe there's times where you just need to binge Netflix, sit on your bed and have a good old downtime. But what I want you to know is not only can you train your subconscious to switch in and out of the sales, the powerful sales energy, which I'm going to be speaking about today, you also can create content from that on a Monday and still have people feel it 2 months down the line. Now, this feels a little bit far-fetched, but I can always tell the energy from a piece of content, the way that people have written the piece of content, the way that they have shown up on their podcast, how they're feeling at any given moment. And you potentially might be listening to this podcast 4 years after I've recorded it, but you can still feel the energy that I'm in right here, right now, which means that actually energy will carry and energy will stay in that piece. Energy will stay in that piece of content. This is so far-fetched for me to be talking about, by the way. This is like so on the other side of the action steps that I give you, but I think it's very good to know that we don't need to be in this energy all the time. You can switch in and out of it. It is fine to take rest. Rest equals success is always what I say to my clients, but actually the shift in your energy when you're creating, writing, performing content and speaking to your ideal client can have such an impact on how it's received. And it always comes back to the performing arts days, as everything usually does with me. You know me by now. But I used to have one of my dance teachers always used to say to me, Beck, what is the most important part of a dancer? And I would be like, their ability to do splits, their pointy feet, you know, like you would give loads of different answers. And the answer that she said is the brain. Because you cannot teach personality. You cannot teach energy and the way that you present yourself. You can teach it, yes, but it has to come from within. And I always remember this because I really have grown my business on my brand, on me, on how I show up, on the energy that I bring, on how people receive me, on how people feel when they're in my space, when they're doing a masterclass, when you're listening to the podcast. And it has such a massive impact on the emotion behind your buying, your buying reasons, right? It has such an emotion, like your emotion has such a big impact on how you invest. I spoke about this in the Higher Self Society membership. We have been concentrating on subconscious selling in February. And within the private podcast, I really went into the reasons as to why 95% of our decisions come from the subconscious mind. So when you are purchasing, when you are investing, when you are thinking about signing up with a coach or making a new investment or taking a new team member on, it's coming from your subconscious. That's coming from a very emotional place. So actually, if we can get into this energy that like can't help but attract our ideal clients, that's what we want. And that's what I'm going to be talking about today. You know the coach that you follow on Instagram or the business owner that you follow on Instagram who always shows up with that energy, right? You might have someone that's come straight to your mind. Maybe it's the one who radiates confidence, effortlessly attracts ideal clients. They attract wealth. They attract incredible opportunities. They really feel like they have this limitless energy, and that they tap into their like fullest potential every single day. Well, I want you to freaking know that that could be you. And I'm actually going to tell you, because you can program yourself to be able to switch in and out of that energy on demand. And within seconds, literally seconds, you can go from feeling ordinary or struggling with self-doubt or overwhelm to feeling like the most powerful woman on earth. And that energy and the control over it, that's the most important thing, that energy and the control over it is going to make wonders for your business. Like, I'm talking the five-figure months, the hot leads who are obsessed with you, inviting to guest speaking opportunities, everything that you're dreaming of. This energy switch, this energy knowing is going to have such a massive impact on how you sell. Because when you're in that zone, when you are radiating that unstoppable energy, everything freaking changes. This is very similar to what I was speaking about in the self-belief podcast that I did last week. When you are in the zone, your confidence skyrockets. Your actions become more impactful. Your presence becomes more authoritative. And actually, through the help of the reticular activated system, because that's what's happening when we put ourselves in that, you start to attract everything you want, because you show up with an energy that matches what you want. Now, the only thing that's holding you back from showing up like the person, the business owner, the coach that you watch and you're like, how the hell is she doing it? is because you think that she is in that energy all the time. And I get so many clients say, well, if I want to grow their business, if I want to grow a multi six-figure business, I'm going to have to like hustle hard, work all the time, be in this like energy that I don't have the energy for to be in all the time. But what it actually is I want you to understand and know how to access it on demand. And this is exactly what I help my clients do. Because I want you to imagine tapping into the most powerful energy with just a flip of a switch. Like that, baby. Because when you have control of your energy, you can go from laying in bed debating whether to watch another episode on Netflix to actually confidently showing up on an Instagram live or on stories or writing a piece of activated content that makes your audience go, ha, yes, within 5 minutes. Right? And that is what we're going to do today. So the first thing we're actually going to do is we're actually going to have a bit of a reflection of what that higher energy, higher frequency feels like to you. You have definitely experienced this once in your life. You have definitely experienced this type of energy, whether it was in your business or whether it was in just like a real exciting, fun day that you've had. We know what it feels like when we're in that powerful energy. So the first question I want to ask you is, what does it feel like for you when you are in a state of powerful selling energy? What does it feel like for you in your body? Where do you feel it the most? Notice if you can tap into it right now. I want you to go back to a time where you last felt that powerful selling energy, where you last felt that in the zone, higher energy, that absolute confidence skyrocket, unstoppable, everything changes, impactful, authoritative, all of those words that I've just spoke about, when you were able to tap into that. Now we've got the picture. How does it feel? Feel it in your body right now. Feel where it is most distinctly. Maybe notice if there is a color associated with that and turn it up on the dial. Imagine the dial is at 4. Turn it right up to a 10 out of 10. What does it feel like for you when you are in that state of powerful selling energy? Next, I want you to do is I want you to have a look at a specific moment where you truly felt kind of in the zone, where you truly felt in the zone. And maybe when you were in the zone, ideal clients have literally been magnetically drawn to you, like where you've truly felt in your power, where you've truly felt in that higher energy, where you've truly felt in that higher frequency. What did that look like? What was that specific moment and what had happened for you to be in that? What had happened for you to really, really tap into that? Now, when you're in that, I want you to notice, how does being in that powerful energy impact your creativity, impact your decision-making, impact how you show up in the goddamn business, how you sell, how you talk about your services, how you talk about yourself, how you think about your life and your goals? How does that shift for you? And maybe start to notice what people or environments really enhance that powerful selling energy. We're just getting curious around this right now. We're just getting curious as to what's taken you into it in the past, maybe how it's made you feel in the past and what it's allowed you to create, what you did to get into it, you know, what you physically did to get into it. And I want you to really get clear on what that looks like for you, because we're going to need it. We're going to need it to use the switch on and switch off button. Now we're going to have a little look for the switch off. So this is when something's happened that pulls you away from that powerful selling energy. And I know I see a lot of, business owners, and I have recently, actually. I don't know whether it's because it's in my reticular activated system, but you know, I've seen people say, don't have your business rely on your energy. 100%, right? 100%. I am with you on that. We need the systems in place. We need the plan in place. Life be life in, and we need to have that container there. But no matter when you're creating, we want to feel that, right? We want to feel in that energy. And even if you're not reliant on that energy, people can still feel it. So this is, I think I said this at the beginning, I'm prefacing it again. This isn't so you can like continuously be on stories all the time or be on a live all the time. This is that when you've planned to do these things, you are in the right energy to do them. Okay. Just putting it out there one more time. So let's have a look at the switch off button. What does it feel like when you sense you're really being pulled away from your powerful selling energy? So what does it feel like when you kind of have that sense where you're like, oh God, don't feel it today, when you're being pulled away from that powerful selling energy? And I want you to notice what stories or beliefs actually pull you away from that. So what stories or beliefs actually pull you away from being your powerful, high frequency self? Have there been any triggers that have led to this shift? Like, what triggers have led you to shift you away from your powerful selling energy? Is it comparison and spending too much time scrolling? Is it seeing someone else be successful? You know, what triggers, boom, come in, and straight away, that powerful high vibe energy is taken away from you. And actually, how does that shift in energy impact how you show up for your business? Because again, we're just getting curious on this. I just want you to get curious. So what I want you to do, we're going to switch back to your higher energy, higher frequency, powerful selling energy. So we know exactly how it feels now. We've got those specific moments where you truly felt in the freaking zone. We know how that powerful energy really impacts your creativity, your decision making, how you show up in the business. We kind of understand what people and environments enhance that energy. And I want you to give that energy a name. I want you to give it a name. It could be an alter ego name. It could be Beyonce. I don't know. Or it could be a state. Like, you could almost see a picture that comes to mind. So it could be like the beach energy. And I want you to almost name it as if you've got it there on front of a screen and we know exactly what it is. You can even write it down, my blah, blah energy. Give yourself a name for it. I want you to write down the main feelings that are associated. I want you to write specific moments where you felt it before. I want you to write what you can see within this picture, what you can, and tap into the senses with this. I do this all the time. It's an NLP technique, but what you can see, what you can smell, what you can hear, what you can taste, what you're feeling on your arms, on your fingers, the touch. Get into the senses, right? And really start to paint this picture. Visualize, see it, tap into it. Because what we're going to do now is we're going to anchor that in. So before we actually anchor it in, I'm going to tell you a little bit about anchoring, because this is an NLP technique, neuro-linguistic programming. You've heard me talk about NLP a lot. I'm a master practitioner in it, and I've been doing it since 2019. So it's very much part of my life. But I really want to teach you how we can actually anchor this in. Now, the funny thing about anchoring is you have been doing it all of your life. You have been anchoring smells, anchoring songs, anchoring maybe colors, anchoring clothes or style. And we do this so often, right? You have been anchoring your whole life, I would like to say. You know, when you're walking down the road and someone walks past and they've got like a certain perfume on, and boom, it takes you back to the exact person or the exact moment where you smelt that smell. It always happens to me with the next perfume called Paradise or something like that. When I was 13, I think it was, me and the family went to Australia. We were actually moving there as a family. Australia's been in my timeline for weird amounts, but we were moving there as a family and we went to visit our friends who had moved out there. And whilst we were there, mum was looking for jobs. We were looking for houses. It was the full shebang. We were really going to move out there. And whilst we were there, mom had bought this Next Paradise perfume with her, right? And she must have sprayed it that much on that holiday, that much when we were in Australia, that the moment that I smell it, I am literally taken back to that room. I can see the blue bedding. I can see the concertina windows that had come out. I can see the slats. I can see the bathroom. I can see exactly where the perfume was. I was like 13, right? So I anchored that smell. The same with, is it Blue Jeans? You know, like the really cheap boys perfume. It smells disgusting. I'm so sorry if anyone else wears it still. I hope not, because most everyone here is a woman who's listening to this. But I think it's Blue Jeans by Versace. Oh, the smell takes me back to my BTEC days in Thomas Telford, performing arts BTEC, because one of the guys that I used to date used to wear it, and I can't even smell it anymore. I'm like, it's horrible. Anyway, so you have been anchoring smells, Maybe there's a particular song that comes, you know, comes onto the radio and you're like, oh my God, this song really reminds me of this person, or this song really takes me back to this moment. That is what anchoring is. And actually, anchoring is really, really clever because we can anchor certain pictures, certain images to ourselves. We can actually anchor it. And the more we use it, the stronger it gets with visualization. And I really love using anchoring. It was probably one of the first proper NLP techniques that we learn on the practitioner week that I did. So I did 9 days NLP practitioner, and then I did another 9 days NLP masters. It was heavy. But anchoring like can go so far, and it is so absolutely incredible. So we're going to anchor in that switch on state. Now, we can do it with parts of the body. So I can actually do it, and we usually do it if I'm in person with someone. I can anchor a state onto their knuckle, or I can anchor a state onto their shoulder. I usually put it on their body where people don't touch a lot. You know, no one's going to come up to you and press on your knuckle, I hope. So you kind of have this knowing inside you that you can press on that certain place. So you can anchor on your actual body, or you can anchor a certain movement. So for example, I anchored in a certain feeling that I wanted to feel in the business with a very simple routine where I click twice, I breathe in and I push my hands up into the air, and then I breathe out and I push my hands out. And I just used to say a certain mantra in a certain way, and I do this action, and I anchored in this feeling that I literally still feel today. I just felt it as I did it. So we can kind of anchor in a lot of ways. And what we want to do first is we want to identify the state. And that's exactly what we've done in the first half of this podcast. So we're deciding on the emotional or the resourceful state that we want to anchor. So a couple of the feelings that could have come up would be confidence or power or iconic. I don't know. Whatever kind of came up around the emotion of the powerful selling energy that you want to anchor. Now I want you to choose the anchor. So like I've said, anchor could be a physical touch. It could be color, which is why I anchor this in for my clients in their hypnotherapy tracks all the time. It could be auditory. So it could be a song that you have, this powerful selling song, and you anchor the feeling that we've just spoke about into that song. And every time you play that song, you get into the groove, right? So it can be a lot of things. So for example, a touch on the shoulder, or a specific hand gesture like I was doing before, or a unique word, like literally even having a word, which is why I always have post-it notes with words on it all the time, can serve as an anchor. So next step, I want you to choose your anchor, and you can have a few, you know, you can try these out. But what I will say is you have to, this is step number four, but we have to repeat it. We have to keep practicing it, because I could set up an anchor for you today. You don't touch it for a week and a half, 2 weeks, and the anchor wouldn't be there anymore, just as an FYI. So we've identified the state, we've chosen the anchor, physical touch, visual cue, a song, a hand gesture, a movement, a word, whatever you want. Now we've got to create the association. So what I want you to do is, and we're not going to do it live on the podcast because I know either some of you are walking, in the shower, driving, whatever. What I want you to do is I want you to either, if it's a word or a song or a visual cue, I want you to imagine or play or hear it, and I want you to start to tap into the state. Feel what you're feeling, see what you're seeing, really hear and be in that feeling of the powerful selling energy. Get it in there, get it in there, turn it up, turn the dial up to 10. If it's physical touch, I want you to actually physically touch that spot as you're in the state. So if you want to anchor confidence, recall the time where you felt extremely confident and simultaneously apply the anchor. So simultaneously touch your foot, your thumb and your forefinger together if that's where your anchor is going to be. So no matter which anchor you've chosen, physical touch, visual cue, a song, when you're thinking about that anchor, start to connect to the desired state. Start to connect to that powerful energy. Turn it up, see what you saw, hear what you heard, really feel the feelings of being completely in that state. Hold it, hold it, hold it. And when you feel the state starting to subside, come back out of the anchor. This is why songs are so powerful for making you feel certain ways. Once you've created the association, then what I want you to do is repeat it. Repeat it and repeat it and repeat it. Because the more you repeat this process, the more you will strengthen the association between the anchor and the desired state. The stronger the connection becomes. We're just creating a new neural pathway, a new connection. So step number one, identify the state, which is what we did through the questions that I asked you. Step number two, you're going to choose your anchor. What's it going to be? Step number three is the physical doing, creating the anchor, choosing and creating the association. So you've got your anchor, go into the state, turn the state up, see what you saw, hear what you heard, really feel the feelings of being in that state. Repeat it, repeat it, repeat it, repeat it. Then you're going to test it. Okay, so give yourself a moment, shake it out, and then you're just going to test it. So after you've created the anchor, just test its effectiveness by using it to trigger the associated state. So have 5 minutes, come back, put the song on. You'll feel the feeling. Have 5 minutes, come back, press your thumb and your forefinger together. You'll feel it. Have a little break, come back. Do your hand gesture and you'll feel it. And the more you tie that feeling, that state to your anchor, the stronger it will become. Now, anchoring might not work for everyone in the same way. P.S. Just be willing to adjust your approach, especially because I'm not there doing it with you and I'm literally teaching you how to anchor on a podcast. I have gone big today, guys. So keep going and remember repetition. The more that you see it in that state, the more that you practice the state, the more that you hone into the anchor that you're anchoring on, the stronger it will get. Okay? Really try this because it's going to help so much with switching on that powerful energy. And I just love it. I love that I can program a switch where you get into that limitless energy. Because that's what we want, right? You can tell the difference in someone's content, in someone showing up live, in someone doing stories, when the energy is there versus the energy not being there. You can always feel it. So if we can come into a position where you don't have to live in that energy all the time, but you can switch in and out of it as and when you want to, how much more powerful are you going to be in the business? A hell of a lot more powerful, baby. So let me know how you go with this. I would love to hear in the DMs what became your anchor, how it felt, how the process went, and I will see you in the next episode. Love ya. Your love and support means the absolute world to me with this podcast. So if you have enjoyed the episode today, please make sure that you are sharing or reviewing or even rating the podcast because it allows me to get into more ear rolls. Now, if we're not connected on Instagram, head over and add me at @RebeccaHayden_. Come and say hello. I'd love to see you there and I will see you on the next episode.